Today I want to touch on a topic that maybe a bit sore for some, and that is how to handle your in-laws like a badass. Now, I know you're probably saying, in-laws, come on, I hate them. To be honest, I think we all have very different people, and some of us have some good attributes, some of us don't. But I think in-laws are something that I think maybe the media has provoked, and also I think lots of people's experience have provoked, because, you know, when a new member comes into another family, it disrupts the whole nice makeup of the family. So the mothers will feel very, the mothers will feel very threatened by the new daughter-in-law, because she feels that the son is being taken away from her. Well, sometimes you might get the best mother-in-law ever, like she might be better than your mother, but then you have the extended family, your sister-in-law, your brother-in-laws, and they all have these really annoying habits. So how do you handle them like a badass? So they like you, and hopefully you like them too. So basically what I believe is always looking for the good in people. Now, don't expect everyone to drop everything at the fall of a hat, and you know, that they are gonna understand you straight away. Nobody does. Like, come on, even your partner, I didn't understand you straight away. You know, it takes time to like each other and get used to each other's presence. So first, you know, just take a step back and read people's personalities, like see what they are like and what they are. And sometimes, you know, not sometimes, but many times, you can't change them. So if you can't change people, what do? You change yourself. And how can you change yourself? You change your perspective. So it's the way how you look at people. And I always firmly believe looking for the good in people. Everybody has negative habits and positive habits, but if we focus on the negative, that's just going to grow in our mind, and it will just grow around the energy within us. So it's better to focus on the good stuff, so the positive stuff, so hopefully those will grow and you feel better about it. So now, how can you be the perfect son-in-law, daughter-in-law? You know, spend more time with your parents, with your partner's parents, like they're your own. See them like they're your own family, because you are. Now, the whole purpose of marriage or relationships is because it's two families emerging as one. So look at it as an extended family. If you look at your parent-in-laws as your own parents, it becomes a lot easier. So you know how you take your parent mothers and nagging? Take your mother-in-law's nagging. You know, why do you have to see it so in such a threatening way? Like, come on, if another mother shout at us, what do? We just slide it off. So if your mother-in-law is being like that, try to slide it off too. You know, it's fine. Same with your in-laws. Like, come on, you're telling me your partner doesn't have an annoying brother or sister. They're going to be the same to you. So how your annoying brother or sister is, or sibling or whatever, they're going to be the same way. So why take it so seriously? The main important thing is that you've got your partner who are deeply in love with, and you're setting aside everything, and you've gained such a wonderful partnership. Nothing else matters. So the best way to handle like a badass is, look at your in-laws like your own. The sooner you love them like your own, the quicker you'll notice you enveloping in their family. So if there's any family issues happening with your in-laws, take it as your own. You know, try to help out, whatever. And just be the good person that you are. So just look for the good in people, and you'll see how quickly your in-laws love you more than anything.